Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. We are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan hanging out behind the glass. And there's a lot of controversy around the NCAA rules changing so that college athletes could bet on professional sports. So SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey has spoken up saying SEC is not on board with this. It's a step in the wrong direction. And the board has decided to delay the effective date. It was supposed to happen like this week, November 1st. Pushing it to November 22nd till they can debate more.
Good. Greg Sankey's spot on. I'm glad he said something. And if you think it's some kind of violation, then you probably I'm just going to tell you, you're flat out wrong. I mean, NBA players making millions upon millions of dollars, NBA coaches making millions of dollars can't keep, you know, they can't stay straight. NFL players can't figure out how to do this right. Now, you think a bunch of college kids who just got handed millions of dollars are going to understand this and be able to make the right decision? You know, here's the thing I get irritated with. We pick and choose with people from the ages of 18 to 25, and when we want to say they're adults and when they're kids. And when it fits a narrative, we call them a kid, and when it fits the other narrative, we call them an adult. And it's agitating, but the reality is none of us, when we were that age, or I'll say not 99 out of 100 of us probably didn't have the maturity at that time to make the right decision without the money, much less with that money. So they shouldn't be put in that situation. Don't allow them to do it. If gambling's that important to you, then don't get a couple million dollars to play college football. Sorry. With everything in life, there comes a sacrifice. So yeah. You better learn it sooner rather than later.
I agree with the principle of what you're saying. I think when we go back to when this first was enacted, I wondered if this was just simply saying we can't police this. And I feel like that's still kind of where I'm at with it with Charlie Baker and the NCAA. It's almost like going, how do we go about policing 100,000 student athletes from betting on pro sports? It just feels impossible.
You're never going to police everyone. If you want to gamble, you'll find a back door to do it, some kind of black market bookie or whatever. But the reality is you want to deter people from doing it, kick them out for life. Any gambling, you're out for life. Sorry. You never get to play college football again. If the NFL wants to take you,
even if it's on pro sports,
it doesn't matter.
I'm
sorry. There, you have to. That's the only way to police this right now until you can find up of a better solution.
I just think, like, I don't know. To me, it just, like I said, I don't have a problem with it. I think that when it comes to, like, okay, they want to do DraftKings, do a daily fantasy, go ahead. Like, who cares? If you're on the swim team at Auburn, like, I don't see why you can't pick a daily fantasy and win money that way.
Well, okay, sure, but the reality is that was there a DraftKings 15 years ago? I don't know when DraftKings came out, so
not,
maybe
not one. No,
so you didn't get to do it.
No, it wasn't an option.
So, okay, well then, well, So what? Don't make it's not an option now. You got four years. Well, you got 4 to 6 years, depending on when you came into college or whatever red shirt rule you want to use to not gamble. You got the rest of your life to gamble. I don't think the swim team guy is the problem.
Well, I was going to say, I don't know if you've noticed, but athletics is a little bit different financially these days than it's ever been.
Exactly.
So, I didn't have money to gamble on draft.
Well, that's kind of the point. A good bit of these players are going to come in and get NIL money. Do you really need to be gambling? Like, is your $160 you make off your parlay that big of a deal when you've got, $500 to $2.5 million guaranteed with an NIL deal for the next 4 years? Is it that big of a deal? You can't hold out? I mean, they have insider information because you know information about your school. You know what other teams kind of are doing. You know players. Like, is it that big of a deal? I mean, the money is more worth it to me that I'm getting guaranteed than the parlay that I could make that I may or may not win. I'm just saying, what's the big deal? I think Sankey's dead on with this. They should not be gambling.
We'll see what happens. Yeah, we'll see. $168 million in buyouts are owed to college football coaches that have been fired. Brian Kelly is owed $54 million. Billy Napier, $21 million. Mike Gundy, $15 million. The list goes on and on and on. This is insane.
Yeah, it's the best job you can possibly have, fired football coach. I don't know if it's harder to become a CEO of a Fortune 500 company or a Division I program. But the severance seems to be a little bit better for the Division I coaches. I don't know, maybe not. I couldn't tell you what a severance of a Fortune 500 CEO is. Probably pretty good, too. So, I don't know. It's crazy. The numbers keep stacking up. At some point, there's going to be programs just starting to fall off and go, dude, we just can't afford these numbers. We're good with being mediocre.
They're only going to get bigger. I mean, Lane Kiffin's buyout for his next contract.
He might get a Jimbo guaranteed.
What was Cignetti's? $91 million or something like that?
Something crazy. Yeah.
I mean, Lane Kiffin's next buyout will be out of this world.
I agree.
I don't know what to tell you. Everybody's making millions of dollars, so I can't fault the guys that are putting them in place and helping set them up, helping set the players up. The players are making them look good too, don't get me wrong. But I mean, I don't know what to tell you. It's not going to get smaller.
Yeah, if I'm Lane, I'm going, if these players are coming to my office going, hey, are you leaving? I'd be like, don't worry, man. I'm taking you with me. You know what I mean? Like, hey, man, you want to go play at LSU? Hey, you want to go play at Florida? Just stick with me, baby.
I don't know.
Show out these last few games.
I would look at them and say, I don't know. Were you on the Zoom call with so and so last night? I mean, that's the rumor. I mean, they're doing the same thing. That's the thing, is everybody's doing the same thing right now, so it's a free-for-all.
It is Georgia-Florida week. Can I tell you, I moved to Jacksonville a few years ago. I purposely got an apartment walking distance to the landing because I love that atmosphere.
Yeah.
They tore it down within a month.
No!
I clearly didn't do my research.
What year was that?
Here's 2019. They tore it down in 2019.
Man.
Yeah, I literally went, took a walk, took a picture, and the next day they started demolition. That was so sad.
Yeah, I've partied at the landing after, as many of our people have, after a Florida-Georgia game.
It's a pretty good time.
It's phenomenal. It's pretty heavy whoever wins. That fan base is more predominant at that night. But it's a really good time. It used to be, obviously. It's no longer there.
Yeah.
But, it sucks. It's still a good event. I don't know what you're going to get in this game this year. Because I have no clue. I don't know what Florida's offense is going to look like.
Right.
Do you like that they are starting neutral site next year for those 2 years, one in Atlanta, one in Tampa? I wish they would have done those on campus. Like, it would have been, like, come on, man.
They did it on campus when they renovated it back in the early 90s, 94 and 95.
Missed opportunities.
That was the year that Spurrier kicked the field goal to put 50 on Georgia in Athens. That was actually the day that the Braves won the World Series too. That's 30 years ago.
That's crazy.
But those were I think it'd be kind of cool. Everybody's seeking that big payout, and that's what
Yeah.
That's what those schools are going to get decent payouts from the cities that are hosting.
Yeah.
It is cool that one of them's here. I guess I'll get to go. Maybe if we're not, we'll probably be on the road that day.
Yeah.
We'll probably be in like Madrid, Spain or something.
Wouldn't it be cool if like the Falcons had a Thursday game that week?
Ooh.
Mm. Be getting a rage.
It'd be cool, but it's unrealistic to think that would happen.
Yeah. Anyways.
Well, each Wednesday night, you can join Damian Day-Day Lewis, that's tonight, for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles, low prices, love the savings. That's Prep Sports Nation, Wednesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I have a Halloween decoration conundrum for you. So I'm trying to explore my new neighborhood, went on a run last night, different area, and I went back behind this beautiful, it sounds like a weird word to describe it, but a beautiful cemetery that is next to a Marietta Square.
That is a weird word.
But it is. It truly is. If you know which one I'm talking about, it's gorgeous and it's massive. But okay. I went around a different side of it last night. Now, on this side, we've got the graveyard to the right, okay? And then on the left side, we've got townhouses lined up next to each other.
Okay.
All right. And it's their front that's facing the graveyard.
Oh, okay.
So their front porches, okay?
All right.
All right. We had a skeleton sitting on one of these front porches.
Oh, come on.
Looking out across the graveyard. Is that poor form?
No. I don't know. No.
Ironic, or is he staring out at his buddies?
I could think of way worse than that.
I mean, your front view is a graveyard.
It is.
I mean,
there should be a huge discount on that too.
So either you got a good sense of humor, or you did get a huge discount. So why not have fun with it? I mean, they're dead. What are they going to do? Like, I mean, it's not like you're not decorating their grave. You just put a skeleton dog out. I mean, it basically, if that's poor taste, then I don't think you can do any kind of a decoration for Halloween based on your location.
Right. Okay. You're talking about those houses specifically.
Yeah.
I think that one, but to have a skeleton sitting out literally looking at this graveyard, for a second I laughed and I was like, ooh.
Just keeping an eye on his owner.
Dude, I just think it's a missed opportunity. Like, it's almost disappointing that that's what it was. Like, if I live across from a cemetery during Halloween,
yeah.
I'm buying like a broke down excavator and I'm putting like a little bit of dirt and a leg hanging out of it and I'm parking it like in my driveway. You know what I mean? Like something like, let's go the extra distance here. If we're going to live across the street from a cemetery, let's do this thing.
Mike said he's getting his money's worth.
Hey, you know what I mean? And I hope they got their money's worth for buying with a cemetery view.
Right.
And look, cemeteries can only be beautiful in the day. All right, as soon as it turns night, that word goes straight to creepy.
Yeah.
All right, there's just no way you can have a beautiful cemetery at night. But yeah, man, I'm getting my money's worth. Like I said, I'm doing some kind of design that plays into the cemetery, yes, but a skeleton just doesn't go far enough.
Have you ever visited a cemetery like at night, like
yes.
That's out in the country? Like we had one, I think it was White Oak Church Road up in where we grew up in Paulding County.
Yeah.
You'd go down this long road and then it turned like into a dark like more of like a dirt road type, and there's just a cemetery sitting there.
Yep.
Where they and there was an old. There used to be.
You just the same thing.
Just
in high
sitting
school.
Out. You just drive up, hang out, walk around, and try to like you just scare yourself, really.
Right.
Your mind would scare yourself. That's all it was. I mean,
dude, I did the same thing in high school. Cops rolled up on us. We were like probably a mile down a dirt road at just some random like 1800 cemetery. Absolutely terrifying.
Yeah.
Cops like, what are y'all doing? We're like, oh, we're just, I don't really know. We just thought we'd come look. You know what I mean? Like, what are you supposed to say at that point?
You know what we're doing.
Yeah, we were just, I thought my great-grandfather was out here. Oh, why at midnight? I don't know. I don't know.
You're so accurate, though, because it was starting to turn to, like, sundown as I was running by, and I was like, this is getting
start
a little bit
stuff.
Weird.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was like, I got to get home. I got to go.
All of a sudden, the branches start creaking.
Yeah, pick up my pace a little bit. All right.
Be a hocus pocus.
All right, well, that decoration's fine, then, in everyone's book, apparently. Still weird to me. Still weird to me. Coming up, we're going to dive back into the Falcons preview for this weekend. Our defense, their offense, how is it sizing up? That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.